I'd like to call this meeting to order. Let's begin with a pledge and I'll offer a prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stand or seat, be seated however you'd like. Our Father in heaven, come before thee this beautiful day where we've received some rain and grateful for our mountain home. We're grateful for life and breath and the beauties of this earth. We are gathered here today for a water board meeting. We ask thy blessing to be upon this meeting, that we will be smart and kind and wise in our decisions, that we'll be appropriate in our thoughts and actions and move the work forward that this water district has to do and the board has on behalf of the water district. We're just so grateful for all the many blessings we receive, and we say it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you. Let's begin with a roll call down there. Brent.
Brent Pruitt here. Victor Kyle present. Larry Bagshaw present.
Corey Ellsworth is present.
George Gorkowski present.
Sharon Hillman present.
All right, we have a quorum. We're missing Roger. He's out of town. We're looking to call, I'm looking for a motion to approve the minutes of the March 28th regular meeting. Minutes we have in front of us.
I just have one correction under two there. Instead of fending, it should be fencing.
Okay.
Otherwise, I make a motion to approve them.
A second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay? All right, those are approved. Let's go ahead and jump right into reports to the board, starting with Paul Hendricks and the program manager's report.
Turn the switch on down there and the mic thing on the back side.
Oh, we're good.
We're good. It's as slow as I am. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Board. Pleasure to be here today. Project is ongoing. Dashboard report that's available to the public has been updated. And I just encourage everyone to go to that and kind of see how the projects are moving along. Whispering Pine, I think we're getting very close to completion. Just clearing up some paperwork. There's nothing else that's at issue. Woodland Heights project closed out, and closing out is in progress. We were talking about a few punch list items today. Again, USDA paperwork getting organized, so we should be moving there. Construction started on White Oak Cedar Meadows over in that area, and that started on April 8th. And we hope to have that wrapped up in early October. And then portals 1 and 2, it started on the 26th, and we hope to have it wrapped up on November time, around Thanksgiving. Portals 3 made some good progress. I was up there at the site today, and they are putting the casing in, and they are at 1,560 feet based upon the markings on the casing. Going to 2,000 feet. So once that's landed, then they will cut off the casing they're using to insert the permanent casing and put a transition piece in to tie in the intermediate casing to the final casing, and then start the development testing work. We've made good progress in the design for the booster station, the equipping of the well, that is putting the pump and motor down in the hole, and the water storage tank. Staff has had a couple of meetings on that. The engineers got comments, came back with the comments. Our final review comments will be going back to the engineer next week. Then they'll produce the final sealed set of drawings, submit those to USDA and to ADQ for a permit. APS is working on the easements and routing, specific information, good progress in that, to bring the necessary power into the site. The construction loan funds and engineering is moving on a regular basis. We have regular dialogue with district staff and our team about things associated with the department and with the ongoing operation of the wells and system, just in a collaborative nature. And take a look at things out in the construction area when we're here and are available to respond. I just came back from the State Arizona Water Conference and picked up some good information. I was sharing that with Board Member George and Treasurer, really about some things that were good, useful information, getting that information back. So everything's going well.
Excellent. Any questions for Paul?
Hey, Paul, do you have an updated timeline on the SB3 well? It's like, oh.
Right. They're making about 100 feet a day if they don't have any problems. So we're going to 2,000 feet, get an idea there. If they don't have any delays, they had some illness in one of the drill pushers, a couple things came up. But I would expect that we're within the last couple of weeks of placing the initial casing. Once it gets to the bottom, then they will cut off the entry, the casing they're using to drive the permanent casing. So they'll have a couple of weeks to get that wrapped up, and then they'll move on then to the development, well, testing and development, and then they'll pull off from there. Then it's a matter of, we're hoping to go bid on the...
May 16th.
In May.
With bids received the end of June.
Yeah, so that would be for the pump equipment that goes down the hole, for the booster station to be constructed and equipped, and for the water tank to be constructed. And right now, they're shooting for about a 270-day total project from the time they get started. So that gives you an idea. That's about 9 months. Yeah. Okay. So we think it should take 6 months, but they're not sure about some of the long lead items, electrical, some of the mechanical equipment, things like that. And I was down at the conference today talking with several of the vendors at a big exhibit, and contractors are busy, and the suppliers are busy, so that's good. We're starting to see some delays in bidding from contractors that have their fully allocated. The contractor told us today in our construction meeting that they're bringing a third crew on in the second week of May. So they'll have two crews up in Portals and one crew on White Oak Cedar Metal. So that's good. And they're getting set up, getting their routine.
How about APS?
APS has indicated that it's in design. They will be asking for a little help from us on the easements, just some local help on that. And then we expect the engineer that was working on that had sent it down to Central Design and Engineering. I think the big issue would probably be if we get a delay on the service entrance transformer equipment. Sometimes those are long lead items. They aren't as long as they used to be, but that could be it. But I don't see any issue within that 270 days.
So, if it's going to be a while for the electric, will we be able to test the actual well maybe with a different pump to see how it's performing before we get the 220?
Yes, sir. That's a good question. Part of the contract with the well driller is that they bring in the necessary equipment, either a diesel or a generator, and all the electrical and mechanical equipment to operate the pump. And then Geologic will be highly involved at that point to measure drawdowns and different kinds of things. So within a month of after they've got all the casing work done and have removed their drill rig, cable drill rig, I would expect that we'll know how many gallons per minute we're going to get out of that well based upon the amount.
Okay.
Then we can have a celebration.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want a depression.
No dirges.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions for Paul? Good. Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. My granddaughter has got a reception recital.
Oh.
So if I may,
there's donuts you could take. You know.
I don't know.
No.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Paul.
Field operations report, Mr. Steve Bowen.
Hi, sir.
Hi.
Don't have a lot for you guys this month, even though this month has just flown by. They have corrected. Steve, can you hear us? I just hung up on the phone. Anyway, they have collected 5 leaks this month, estimated 55,500 gallons per minute. And I do got to tell you that not this past weekend, the weekend before, they were out. Kind of those guys were out Saturday night till 12:30. Mm-hmm. And then they were back out Sunday until 1:30 in the morning. And they still showed up. And what was the first thing we did? Kyle, you had to fix another leak. Mm-hmm. So just a little bit of history on that.
Steve, any pattern to the leaks, where they are, or that it's this kind of PVC or this kind of stuff that we bought, X, Y, and...
Kyle, do you want to attest to that? Because we seem to find a bunch on...
The only pattern is when it's cold at night and then it heats up during the day and then the moisture and stuff in the ground moves so much and that's what causes the issues. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. So
thank you.
Really
good to know.
One region or another. To Kyle's point again, we had a safety meeting on portals 1 and 2 recently with the fire department.
Oh.
And basically going over evacuation and procedures in case, because portals 1 and 2 has not only gas, electric, water, all in the same trench. So kudos to Kyle for putting that together. So we got some good information. We got some of the highlights that I shared with the Portals 2 HOA. Basically, small gas, it's the basic stuff. But it was still a good meeting. The fire department really enjoyed it. They appreciate it. So thanks for putting that together, Kyle. I've been in coordination, I don't know if you know it, but the fire service has been working out here for a while. Hmm. And if you go down Whispering Pines, there's been some coordination on our parts to keep Cedar Meadows away from these guys, because they're logging out roughly 180 to 200 truckloads of logs. Mm-hmm. out. So we've been in coordination with that, so that right now there's no issue at all. They should meet by the time they get done, which would allow Mountain High Engineering to continue and complete the project. The last thing I want to say is Kyle's group have been out gearing up to paint the well houses, getting them back up to speed so they look nice and clean. Mm-hmm. The guys have been really good on keeping their trucks clean and washed. But the last thing I want to read to you is an email I got. And this is from a Bob Shamhart. It says, Saturday night, 4:13, we were sitting in the house watching a movie when we heard the idle of what we thought was a diesel pickup. I looked out the door after a few minutes to see a small army of workers and an assortment of equipment and lights on our quiet stretch of Navajo Drive, now Beehive on Activity. Yeah, I guess. As I stood on the edge of the yard, workers happened to be walking past me toward a group assembled just a few yards to the north. I asked what was wrong and they said they had a main break. Just want to say, these great individuals, they were highly organized, and the teamwork was readily evident and impressive. Please pass along our compliments. Yeah. We get a lot of grief. It's always nice.
Yeah. Put those on the wall, right? Frame them.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Did you want to talk at all about this?
Yeah, I can talk about this. We do have a preliminary design done by a licensed landscape architect. Mike here. It's just the rough draft of the McKnight site. So we've got, and you each have a copy of this. We have trees on one and specified bushes on the other. The intent is to do this initially, get feedback as soon as possible from you guys, and then recreate it, redraw it, and have them finalize it. And we should be good to go after we get some good positive feedback. So anything you see or have questions on, like I don't know about the citrus trees, I don't know if he's just using that as a basis for the way they're laid out, as in the grove. But Evan did say that he did quite a bit of research up here of what actually grows and what doesn't grow. He's not really used to this territory, even though I've been up here for a couple of years. So please take a look at it. If you have any questions, any feedback, put it in email, send it to me, and I'll compile everything, send it back out to you all. And then once everybody is in, you know, agreement that it looks good, then we'll get it back over and we'll get a finalized version of it.
When you get the final version, it might be nice for him to have just a tally of how many bushes we're going to need to get, you know, how many trees we're going to need to buy, that sort of stuff.
One, two, three.
Well, the final one. I don't know.
No, he will. He will. Once you determine how many and what you want.
Yeah, we'll have to give him the 90% sheet to work with.
And I'll do that. Yeah. Make sure you get to that.
Yeah.
So thank you for
the opportunity. The other thing, Steve, that might be useful would be an elevation view, probably, when they get to that point.
All right, wondering if we get to that point. I agree. Something like that. You also have some sort of an elevation view.
Yeah, this one.
This is the site.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, other than that, operations have been busy. I think we've accomplished a lot of our missions. Morale has been really good for the most part. And as far as the girls in the office, I said the girls, Steve, not my girls. I got corrected on that. The girls in the office are just fabulous. I mean, they are top notch. They stay on top of things. They stay on top of me. As far as what needs to be done, I feel it's a good running operation right now. I do. Anybody have any questions? Because that's about all I have for your operations.
Any questions for Steve? It's getting, the jobs are getting done and they're getting done well, and we all, the board and the community appreciate it deeply. Thank you for all you do. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Christy. And pass that on to everybody, please. Thank you. Treasurer's report, Sharon.
Isn't George before me?
No, I'm right after
George. George is after me. Oh, okay. All right.
She wears after me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have the treasury report. It's going to be posted to the website. We do have a few other things that are going on. Yesterday at the WIFA board meeting for the grants, we were awarded a grant for $1,575,675. And then we will match that with the 25% for a total cost of $2,100,900. We have one subdivision here that has been overlooked in a lot of the projects that we've done. That's all black pipe and breaks all the time, and we plan on using these funds.
That's the
to fix that one.
Which one is that one?
Pine Cove.
Pine Cove.
Pine Cove.
And do you just said the 107.5 matches with how much of ours? Two?
525. Yeah, we have a 25% match to their $1,575,000.
Oh, we have 5.
75% of it's forgivable.
Okay. Oh, I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's a grant.
Okay, I thought you said, I heard financing, so I was kind
of. Yeah, it's part of the water infrastructure grant, the $200 million that they got. I applied for last November. And unfortunately, I made a mistake in it, and it should have been for $3 million, and I could not get it corrected, so we're just going to have to suffer through with this much we've got. In addition, what will come up in the budget is the USDA loans. All of the USDA loans are 2 years interest only. I didn't realize that when we were closing them all individually, I thought only the first one would be 2 years forgivable interest only, but the other three are also going to be that way. So in the budget, we've only calculated 6 months worth of interest on the three loans that are going to be interest only, if and when we close them. And they're not going to be closed until all of these projects are done. Gotcha. But I anticipate that to happen sometime within this year. So we've allocated funding for that.
That's a big win, that grant. It's a big win, $1.5 million.
Yeah.
Free dollars to repair more breaky stuff. That's great news. Any questions for Sharon on the treasurer's report? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Secretary's report. Larry?
None.
Thank you. Vice Chairman's report, George.
Well, we're well within our demand curve, so we're in good shape. You can see it peaks up a little. That was the additional well water that was gained by that one well rehab, which I hear is not as rehabbed as we wanted it, right? It's
few issues.
Yeah, few issues. So that might dip again. But in general, one thing I have noticed, looking at the year-to-years, like March year-to-year, January year-to-year, we're starting to actually see a slight decline, even though we're adding more water in the demand. Which I don't think I can attribute to is the public water conservation efforts, and I applaud the public for trying to save our water and save as much water as possible. That's all I'd like to say.
So if we did a regression on this, it's just like mildly down is what you're saying, right?
I mean, not much, but 5%. And it's month to month, but we're not seeing any increase. I'm seeing really no increase from the additional meters.
Yeah.
So I think we have a combination of things. It's not just one thing.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's the customers with zero reads that don't use any water.
Well, I'm just going year to year, though. So it's it's March to March.
Oh, yeah.
Those same customers are in both months. So. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Any other comments, George?
No, that's it.
Okay. District Attorney's Report, Mr. Steve Ween.
See him, Steve. Can't hear you.
We're hearing you. I'm sorry, we're seeing you. We're not hearing you.
Must have heard us because you called him.
Not hearing you.
You're hearing us, right? Nod your head. All right, we're not hearing you at all. We're not hearing you faint. We're just not hearing you. We're looking on our end.
He's in the office, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, you're on.
All of that for just a very brief report. For the record, there has been nothing, no progress, no word from the Attorney General's in the Nelson matter. So that, again, seems to have taken a back burner. The Munger matter was the one where we sold the property, and there were a couple conditions afterwards that we had to resolve. The building's been removed. I addressed the issues that they raised about the water meters, and we're waiting a response from their attorney. Nothing else for us to do at this point. The last issue was a discussion about an encroachment. There's a customer whose lot setback was 20 feet. They wanted a variance to be 5 feet. Apparently there's one of our water lines that's in the area, in that proximity. But it's a place where the construction is occurring so that the move of the water line is not going to be, you know, an issue. The legal issue was, you know, basically resolved by common sense, which is we're constructing anyway. So, you know, I think our inclination as a district is to appease landowners, provided that it doesn't cost the district. In other words, like a developer, if a landowner wants to move a meter or a line or something, we're happy to accommodate them, but it's going to be at their expense, not the expense of everybody else in the district. But I think in this case, it just makes sense because the water line is being constructed anyway, and so it won't be, you know, an out-of-pocket expense to the rest of the customers, so we're just accommodating. That's my understanding. Could be wrong. The facts kind of are driving this, but I think that issue is resolved. The only other issues that we would talk about, of course, would be the Halpern James litigation, and we'll do that in executive session. So, thank you.
Any questions for Steve?
Do we have a meeting set up for the executive?
It's in here.
It's
No, I meant up there.
No.
Okay, so Steve, you're going to probably need to call back in on the executive.
It's within this meeting.
Right, but yeah, we have to shut that off.
No. Sharon, just keep your phone by.
Yeah. It's within this meeting.
No, 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 but the public can't be in the executive meeting.
Well, we just dropped them off.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. We're going to...
We'll drop them off.
Okay.
We're good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Steve. No specific report on the chairman's report. Let's go to item number 7, public comments regarding issues not on the agenda.
Can you say, Corey, before we leave, since we discussed this today, is this going to be shared now?
Oh, shareable. We discussed it in public meeting,
comments,
right?
After your comments are
shared. Yeah, after comments.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks,
Bob. Public comments regarding... I've got Ryan, is it Meacham?
Meacham,
sorry. I know Meachams and Meachams.
Yeah, I don't apply to either, so.
And that is or is not related to 8-3?
It is.
Should we leave it till then?
Yes.
Okay, so when we get to 8-3, we'll deal with all that, okay? Are there any other comments, public comments? No other blue cards, right? Okay. Let's move on to number 8, business discussion. Possible action regarding the following. Number 1 is the Ragged Trustees, and that is a Sharon-led item.
We discussed this last time we had a e-session, and we discussed that we wanted it to be board members. We all agreed it should be board members, and we agreed to make the change effective now.
Okay, subsequent to, you know, one further discussion, and I just want to raise it for discussion, and then we will have the information. Proposal was made to kind of keep Sharon there as the, what's the title, the trustee, but to have a staff person, someone like a Morgan, as the alternate trustee, maybe to share those responsibilities, get someone else in the office who's heavily involved. Sharon typically makes a comment, which I'll make for, which is the staff has always been involved in the execution of the things we do related to Ragged, but the discussion was put up as to adding an alternate trustee who was not board, but rather staff. So I throw that out and I want to make sure we have a discussion on it.
That is our recommendation. I don't know if I can speak at this time. That's what we would prefer.
So let's the, I don't know what we do, you know, right. And just for, transparency's sake, right. I went out to the board and said, hey, based on our agreement to have the trustee and the alternate board members, is there anyone who would like to participate? And Sharon and Roger volunteered, in any case, I would prefer not to remove Roger from this discussion without a discussion with him, and he's not here today. So I'm happy to have it tabled and further discussion. I'm happy to say, no, we did decide and we do want to make it board members, but I just throw that out there for discussion.
If I may?
Yeah, please.
Yes, we have a problem with Roger being one of them. for the HR purposes. He's the least active board member we have. We do feel that this situation was kind of taken out of our hands. And possible some sort of retaliation, but we're not going to go there right now. Morgan is more or less our HR person. When the guys in the field need something for insurance or for whatever, we feel that she would probably be a better role. Sharon's here most of the time anyway, but we humbly request that you make you table this, speak among yourselves. Obviously, we'll follow whatever the board recommends, but we would like to have Morgan as the second, please.
Any, what do we want to do with this? Any comments, any thoughts from the board? I mean, or we can table it. And it would be good to all be on the same page.
Should this be an item that we could include in the executive
session? Executive, is that possible?
It's not in the, if it's not already in the agenda, I don't think we can.
Well, it's on the agenda. It's just not in the executive session part of the agenda.
I have to ask Steve then.
Steve, can we talk about this in e-session? He's not on.
I guess we can ask him when we start that session, if we can add it in.
He's up.
Yes. Can we talk about this racket trustee issue in e-session? Pardon me?
We usually have catch-all language that allows it, so I'm pulling up the agenda right now.
Oh, okay. The other wording is gone in the executive session, but it used to be there.
No, the answer is no, we can't.
Yeah, because the wording for the executive session that covers all these matters isn't in the agenda.
Correct.
Are there any pending, what I would recommend is we table it and discuss it next time unless there's some pending issues where there's a deadline on ragged changes or anything like that.
There's not a deadline.
Okay. Thoughts, George?
I would say if there was a deadline that I don't see a reason why we couldn't install Sharon immediately and then make a decision on the second trustee.
Well, you have to do the resolution at the same time for both of them. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. We can wait.
Yeah.
We can wait. Yeah. We just wait. We don't need a motion to wait.
We need a motion to table it.
Motion to table.
We need a motion to table? Did I hear a motion to table?
That's what I just said. Motion to table this.
Oh, second. Okay.
Second.
All right. All those in favor of tabling, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, aye. Nay. We are going to table this one and make sure we note that we need that on the next, make it an executive session discussion, right? 8.2 is the proposed budget for 24-25. Holy cow, are we already talking about 25? And that must be Christy. Yes.
Sharon mentioned earlier with the USDA payments that are going to start up in fiscal year 25 and how that works. We also start funding the USDA reserve account that begins this year and continues for 10 years. If anyone noticed, last year we were at about $22 million. This year we're at $16 million, which is due to the design loan program ending. So that makes a big difference. This is calculated using the first 9 months annualized. And then making our best guess estimate. And then also, of course, the rate increases per the RCAC rate study that was approved in 2022. Oh, and of course, last but not least is the revenue estimate for the 60 meters release at 5 meters per month. That's added in there as well.
Okay.
Let's have a remind us again, how much is the rate increase?
3%.
3%.
Through till fiscal year 27. After that, then it's, up to the board.
Do we get that free, that have service to have to?
Only once.
Only one time, okay.
What's the $350K in miscellaneous revenues? I can't remember from the...
So a large part of that is actually built up from the meter release estimate. So I'm looking at about 26 or so of those meters are at the old rate, and then we're going to cross the threshold of the new rate. Where about 34 of those meters will be at the new rate. So that's, really brings up the estimate.
Gotcha.
On that.
Gotcha.
Is that the upfront or the monthly?
That's the upfront, so that would include the hookup fees, the lateral fee, and the establishment fee. But a large portion of that is due to the difference in the old rate for lateral and hookup versus the new rate. So it does substantially increase miscellaneous revenues this year.
Is the rate staying the same for everyone that's getting water on a monthly basis?
For the base rate?
Yeah.
The base rate increases 3% this year. That's part of that RCAC study.
That's for everybody?
That's for everybody. So that's uniform to the base rate. And then it's also 3% to each one of the tiers for the tier rate schedule as well.
Sure. Remind us again, for forgivable loans, are those treated as taxable revenue or...?
No, we're not tax. We don't pay taxes. We're a tax exempt. We're exempt, and we don't have any forgivable at the current time. We do have part of our USDA funding that is actually a grant.
Yeah, that's
I think it was. But that part doesn't come into play until the end, and it's not taxable. No, none of this is taxable to us.
Okay.
No, in fact, the sales tax on revenues that you see there is the sales tax that customers pay. It's passed through for us. So
okay.
You notice it goes in, and then in the bottom it goes out.
So, just a few questions. I'm a numbers bug, right? I'm looking at the last page.
Mm-hmm.
The worksheet. So customer sales says we're going to finish this year at 2,648, right?
Correct.
And you add on 79K to that, that would be more like 2,730.
That's right.
We're just being conservative?
I'm being conservative. A large part of that is looking at, a couple of years worth of revenue. Promoting water conservation. The folks in our community do a great job at water conservation. So that makes me feel like I need to be more conservative. Especially when we're talking to consumption fees.
Conservative is good. The line above it is the levies, which is like a 10% jump. We receive that information through the county? Or?
Yeah, that's actually, that comes from the 2024 abstract of assessment that I received from the Gila County Assessor. And then I apply the percentage that was previously approved by the board some years ago.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty basic. I receive the abstract. I take their number, multiply it by the percentage, and get this number, which is why that figure is not subject to board revisions.
Got it. And 10%, that's a big number.
Yeah, quite nice. It plays very well for debt service payments.
But not for individuals. And typically, when you go conservative, you go the other direction. So let me take you to operations, first line in expenses.
Mm-hmm.
That 449 plus 13 would be 462 or whatever.
Correct.
We undershot that?
I did undershot that. Something that I don't provide the board is the detail sheet, the meat that makes up these numbers.
Okay.
So by looking at that, there's a couple of areas in operations expenses that I don't expect to be anywhere near what I had planned on in fiscal year 24, for example. So right now, it appears to be a $25,000 reduction in operations expenses. Maybe, this is just
okay.
The first run at looking at everything.
Okay. I think I'll be quiet after, let's see, principal, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Of course.
We need to adjust the admin services. I believe that's the number we have just in for legal fees. We've got to put our audit in there.
This number for me, I did try to include the audit, but if you feel uncomfortable with this estimate, we can certainly bump it up.
Let's look back at it.
Yeah. I'd say jot that down, please, in your worksheet, so we can address it later.
So, actually, I lied. One more question. Capital projects, repairs, carry forward?
That's right. Yes.
From 176 to 1357, what's that extra million or two?
So, at this point in time, what we thought we might spend in capital improvements this year, it's been a lot slower than in the previous year. So we've actually only spent $132,000. But the budget estimate is made up of, you know, whatever I'm going to have left after all of the expenses always goes to capital improvement projects. So that's why you see such a difference in those numbers as it comes across.
Cool.
The $800,000 up at the top is in that number.
That's correct.
Gotcha. Any other questions? This is obviously round one of three, I think, right?
Eventually? Round one of three-ish, kind of.
Yeah, two. And next month we kind of have to approve a proposed budget because we have to publish it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And then in June we will actually have the final budget, which normally doesn't change that much.
Right. Got it.
Do trucks and dozers and stuff, does that fall under equipment replacement?
It does.
Do we know if there's any major replacements we're going to have to do next year?
There
spent this year.
I'm just asking.
Not anything specific per se. That's a tough question to answer. Traditionally, what's happened historically is that $300,000 has been allocated to equipment replacement. So I just respected that amount in this budget, you know, for unknowns and whatever. But it's possible that there may be something, but this year we're feeling
Steve, just check the equipment you got. See if there's anything that looks like it's near end of life cycle. Well, if it's well within, you don't have to do it here, I'm just saying. No, if it's well within budget, don't worry about it.
Talks that we don't need the backhoe anymore. So I've been in contact with Bingham and for a trade-in value for the backhoe. So we're looking at a trade-in value on that somewhere in the neighborhood of $40,000-$50,000. We're hoping that's what they're telling me. And we're hoping to get a smaller front-end loader. It's bigger than the skid steer, but smaller than the backhoe.
It's more for our needs.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be a major capital.
Sounds nimble, right?
Yeah. No. I just felt that maybe now's the time since you asked George.
Well, I did. But yeah, the only reason I ask is I know, like, we've done stuff. We've bought equipment to replace other, you know, vendors, suppliers that do things for us. If there was something big we're going to need to buy, you know.
Yeah, we just want to, the backhoe, we don't need the backhoe, but we need the front end of the backhoe. We need two buckets to be able to do things with. Mm-hmm.
So useful, a tool like a small loader.
Sharon, we had like one or two pieces of IT equipment that we thought might need to be replaced. I think it was the server and maybe moving it to the cloud.
No, we're not replacing the server.
Okay.
Any other comments, questions? Great start. Thank you so much. Looks good. Looks conservative on the revenue side. All that good stuff. Okay, item number 8.3, Rhino construction request for 42 meters. Steve Bowen to start us off.
Well, the good thing is, Ryan, you can come up here for 3 minutes. So by bypassing the blue card, at least you get an opportunity. As you know, we've had a customer, Rhino Construction, right next door to us, that was on the list, and he came up at 43 meters. The gentleman came in, he paid whatever the amount was. We were directed by the board to send it back to him. What I believe, and I'm going to let Ryan speak on this behalf, because I've been over there on a regular basis checking things out, infrastructure work. Kyle and I were over there today checking some of the lines. But it's a project that's not going to happen for 9 to 12 months.
Yeah, approximately for vertical construction.
For vertical,
that'd be the soonest, yeah.
Yeah, the infrastructure's fully energized. Kyle knows that. You've got a couple broken valves, but we're not going to worry about that for now. So I asked him to come up because I wanted to present to you guys that he is serious. He's going to intend. And my question is, am I holding his 43 meters just in stock? Should I take his money back and then or install the meters and lock them off since he does have service line connections? There are several variables. Because I got, I guess, a little confused because when I was asked to send the money back to them, that, okay, well, maybe you guys just didn't feel that he was legit or is serious about it. So I asked Ryan to come up and kind of present to you his ideas, his timelines. I can't speak entirely for him, although I am working with him, and I will be working with him whatever direction the board directs me to go. So if that's the case, Ryan, if you want to have a spiel at it, you get more than 43 minutes.
Yeah, I guess feel free to interrupt me, or I don't know who's talked about what, or, you know, who knows what. So, like Steve said, I'm the owner of rental contracting. We bought the adjacent property in 21, I believe it was 21. At the time we bought it, it was before the moratorium was in place. Bob was acting manager at the time, so I came out with him, walked it with him, went through, like Steve said, all the infrastructures there existing was originally built and approved in the mid-80s, 86. So it was, the water system has the stamps for the record drawings from 86. The septic has it from 86 and then renewed with ADQ or revised in 98. And then it's been operational ever since. We came up before we bought it, and then after we bought it, went through, camera the sewer system, went through, checked the water without being invasive, opened some curb stops, verified what's there. It's all 4-inch PVC for the main line. I think the services are 1/2 inch. We didn't dig down in those, but all the service lines are there. So the saddles, the corps, the meter boxes, everything's in place. And so what makes most projects liable in Arizona is water. So that's the big deal. So originally we bought it, I was talking with Bob and everything was good. He had emailed me and said he'd talk to the board. And I had been talking a little bit with Alan Kleinman at the time. He had health issues and had resigned shortly after. But at the time, he said, yeah, no issues to provide meters and to do the project. And then the moratorium went into effect. And so since then, we've kind of been hanging out, hoping for it. We heard about the deep well and other things coming online. So we had, at the time, gotten on the list for the meter request. Then we were contacted by Morgan, said it was our turn. So we sent in the 43 meter request, discussed it some, and it was decided that we could pay for them. Did you have a question?
No.
Sorry. Okay. It was decided that we could pay for them. And our goal at the time, or even now, wasn't that, hey, we're going to go put 43 meters online and try to consume a bunch of water. It was more, hey, we need the assurances of water, will serves, those type of things, so that the ultimate project's viable. We can do the financing for the project that we would like to and not have to pursue other options. And so I'm here to request or hope to find a way to be able to be provided with will serves for the water meters and be able to get them as they become needed. Our goal is to, there's 43 townhomes that are remaining open on the property, is to do the plans for the vertical and build those out and be for sale units. So
what is the county asking for? That county is asking, will serve for all 43, or what is the county asking?
The county hasn't asked us for anything because it's existing, it's recorded plat, and it was all through ADQ approved. So we haven't gone and submitted vertical building plans to the county. We've been talking some with them about the submittal process, submittal review. The most we've gotten to that with that was, I believe Steve contacted the county briefly, and there was a discussion that the process would be submit plans. The plans are preliminarily approved, and then talk with the water district about water and fire, and then...
Not to step on you, Ryan, but he's aware of this document that Sharon sent me a while ago.
Yeah.
That there are steps that George and I confirmed last year that he's going to need to do. He's going to need to go, if he's going to build three of the houses, I need three plans.
Right.
And he's going to have to get reviewed, and he's going to have them reviewed by the fire department. He's going to have to follow all these steps before he goes into Gila County, before they review him for permit. So he's not afraid of that. I just mostly want some direction on what to do with his meters and to let you guys know that he's moving forward. He's serious.
Well, I guess you need to provide us with ADEQ approved plans and whatever you're going to be doing. The issue that we have is we can't even go and install a project without getting it engineered, going to ADEQ to get approval to construct it, and getting an AOC after it's done. The lines and everything, the water lines, belong to the district, so the developer needs to go to ADEQ and apply for a permit to do construction, because you're going to be doing construction in the county right away for the services, because they're going to be coming off the water lines.
Well, that's what's different about this, is everything was already constructed, accepted, approved, so it's an existing live infrastructure.
But the lines are 40 years old, and you want to add 43 meters to them.
The service taps are already there, so all that has to be done is the meter set at the angle stop in the meter box.
So the services are there?
Yeah.
In the meter box?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Kyle and I were out there until we got chased off by lightning today. So yeah.
And I went through, and when we did it, I cleaned them all, checked them all. I didn't operate all of them, because we do pipeline construction. The fire was like, kind of know what we're not supposed to touch or have courtesy or rules, So we just did the bare minimum, went to the corners to see if they're all live without opening everything up. So it's all active and live and they're existing, so there wouldn't be any, I shouldn't say that, to your point, it's 40 years old, so
yeah.
You go in to thread up a meter, and there, so potential for that, and in talking with Steve, we're willing to work on things, like the valves, if they need to be replaced, that's something we can do as a developer, or that we're not looking for it just to be give us meters and whatever's there is the water district's issue. But we're hoping to find some way to, with it being existing, everything there and being pretty much just the meter to be set, if we could do that, and then as things arise, have some type of agreement where we'll service a line or
do that. I guess we need advice from our attorney on this.
Yes, I'm here and available. So I have a few initial questions that they're pointed questions. The first is, do we have the approval to construct? Do we have the approval of construction? Do we have the as-built for these lines? We as in the district.
So do we have them, Kyle? Do we have as-built?
Not that I've
seen. For Glen Eagle?
Not that I've seen.
We have the record drawings, which we emailed links to, that are from the county, so we could provide those. I don't have actual copies of the ATC and AOC, but I could request that. Hopefully the county still has them on file with the amount of time it's been. But the record drawings do show the ADQ stamp of approval on them. For the sewer system, and I believe it shows the water quality for the water system, so that it does have those stamps on them.
There's a sewer system.
Sharon, I didn't hear yes. that. Could you repeat it for me, please? What did he say?
He said he has record drawings with ADEQ stamps on them of approval for the water lines and the sewer lines.
Okay. Well, we need to see those. We need the approvals of construction. I mean, before the district can take this system in, you know, it has to have the approval of construction. You guys have to have the drawings, those types of things. I just don't think those have been, based on this conversation and from the emails I saw earlier, I don't think that's been done. So that's first and foremost, those need to happen before you really start considering, you know, meters. Because right now, you know, all due respect to the developer, I work with developers all the time. I get it. I understand. This seems like a pretty odd situation. I know you built a system long time ago. You're a, you know, later buyer, but we still need to make sure that this system has been approved by DEQ before a water provider can take it.
Well, we actually own the lines, Steve. We got the lines for Eagle Glen in our condemnation. So the lines belong to the district already.
And you have active customers on those lines.
We have acting customers on that line as well, Steve.
Okay.
And I don't have an issue approaching the county and asking for the OCs, ATCs, and just to try to get it all together.
Those are some of the items that we're going to need to have.
Okay. Well, those are some of the items. What else do we need? AOC, ATC, Steve?
And then the as-builts, of course.
Record drawings, they call them, or as-builts.
Okay. Yeah. And that, you've got that too?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a need for a re-inspection to make sure these are viable?
You'd have to contact ADEQ.
Okay.
They're the only ones that could.
Are viable. Because it's been a while.
They approved it 40 years ago.
Just knowing their process, typically they don't. If they haven't issued the approval of construction, they typically don't reinsert themselves. Okay. At that point, it's been whatever entity, whether it's a municipality, a private water district, either from there on, it's that entity's to do. But I think for this system to try to re-pressure test it or isolate it would be detrimental to it. Be a good move, you know, just especially given all the different things.
Well, it will have to be pressure tested and everything will have to be done.
Well, it's under pressure now.
Some of the issue that I have is there's only one valve that's on the road that's feeding that whole system right now. It's all live. There's the 13 or 14 meters over there that are live right now. It's all hooked up to the same system. So, I mean, we own it already. I just don't understand. The issue of the as-builts and everything else, just because we own it already.
Legalities.
Yeah.
We don't have any information on it, and we need to have information on it.
Okay.
And also, based on the history that we've experienced and some pipeline failures,
yeah.
Do we need to look at this knowing what we know now, mm-hmm. right?
You were going to say, Ryan?
Do you guys have record drawings or as-builts or files to go back?
Not for that. Unless he's looking right now, if he happens to find them.
This guy's in the archives right now.
Who was the engineer on it? Do you know? Was it Verde Engineering?
I believe so. It was.
He just went out. He just retired.
Yes, that would be him. I don't remember his name, but yes, he.
Ralph Bossett.
Yeah, that's right.
He just retired a couple weeks ago. He probably has them.
That's who we got them from. So he gave us everything he had.
Everything he had?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was in 21 at the time he was retiring that month. So
he just now retired.
He kept saying everybody kept trying to get him to do stuff. But he shared with us everything that he had from on file. So that's where everything that we have came from.
Well, this is a different type of situation than we've ever addressed before.
Right.
So it's not new construction, but it is new services. I guess someone's going to need to check with ADEQ on what we have, what he has and can give us, to see if it's still...
So Ryan's going to do that follow-up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it's possible to get an initial list of things that the board would like to have, just to, as a starting point.
Yeah, the record drawings, the AOC, the ATC, okay. Those are the three most important things.
The notes here, I'll put it in an email tomorrow morning.
Okay, and yeah. Over to you. And then if you want however you'd like them delivered, you know, electronic, okay. Or hard copies, or both, or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's probably a question that can't be answered right now, but I guess is there, if all those things are in line and there, is there any opposition to it? Other than if the moratorium's lifted, or is there any issue with getting the meters?
Well, how long is your timeline for building?
We probably, at best, we'd go vertical in 9 to 12 months. A lot of it still depends on the water meters, but...
But he's not going to get all 43 sites built.
No, that's, I mean the whole, development is what I'm asking about.
If things went really well, start vertical in a year, probably a 2-year build out. If things, you know, depending on the economy and how things continue to go, but that would be kind of by the quickest.
So we could supply as needed.
Yeah, yeah, and we don't need them, you know. The only reason we paid for all of them at once was, hey, we're trying to reassure that we have water.
Yeah, we'll need you to cash that check, please.
Okay, that's fair.
And then I would say we would have to follow whatever is the current meter release schedule at that
point. Yeah.
Is there...
Well, it'll be changed by the time he's getting the meters.
So whatever is at that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
His numbers are to come up, so...
Especially the case. Is there anything else? We're taking notes away for him to go do. Is there anything else that we forgot? Let's make sure it's complete.
Steve, have we forgotten anything?
So.
Okay.
All right. Good discussion. What's at 2830, by the way? 2830, where did my blue card go?
Oh, bro, that's our office in Mesa.
Okay. I spent all day about a rock's throw from that.
Whereabouts?
At the Mountain View Seminary building.
Oh, yeah, you're in the same parking lot.
When Steve and I had a call this morning, I walked right by the place.
Okay, yeah. We're the one on the corner right there.
So. Funny. That's funny.
Small world.
Yeah, it is a small world. Okay, good discussion. It just changes things a little bit because we understand it better. So very much appreciated.
Yeah, thank you all.
Yeah. You heading back down there now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to stay up.
My wife wants help with the kids. So.
All right, thanks again. And we've all got our homework, right? Yes, so 8-4, engineering contract with Sunrise Engineering USDA project. Pinon Drive, based on funding availability, and that is Sharon.
Yes, for this to happen, I want to get approval for it, but the design loan is ending June 30th, and it's going to have to be designed. So I have requested with give us a 90-day extension on the design loan instead of paying it off. We originally had this in our projects, except when I found out we only have this little red piece here where we don't even have any services. This entire road here meets up with Holly, which we are now replacing. And so there's been breaks constantly in that black pipe in that roadway. And staff has requested that if we can... We have the funds for it in the USDA funding, because I had reserved funds, but I just need to get an extension with WIFA for the engineering portion of it, because I don't have any engineering in the construction loan with WIFA. So I just want to get an authorization. I think the cost totally with everything is going to be around $750,000. engineering and construction of it. The services are all in the road. We don't have any of the backyards or anything we have to deal with. So it should be an easy shot down from Holly Drive to go along and do those. We have a couple of PRVs on that road also.
Booster sites
on that road as well. They've been fixing it the last 3 years all the time. How many have you had this year?
This year, I want to say 4 or 5 this year.
So we replaced a lot of it. Of course, we haven't replaced it with C900, but what do we replace it with?
Schedule 80 PVC. Yeah, but it's only a little portion. It's only what we have to.
Yeah.
And unless we have to cut it out, usually we use clamps. And we just clamp it. It's just a.
Getting this project done would really help with our water conservation because of all the breaks we've had and water loss. And we do have funding for it. It just hinges on whether or not I can get the engineering funding extended.
Got it. So you've made that request?
I have made that request. She was going to try and get me an answer from her team this afternoon, but I haven't seen an email from her yet.
So we can't make a motion till you know that, right?
Well, we can make a motion on the basis of those parameters.
That if it gets extended.
If it gets extended, yeah. Then we can go forward with this. That way I could start the engineer going back on it and start working on it as soon as I know that the loan is extended.
Great. Seems really clear to me. Any questions? Or we can make a motion. Anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Brent, to approve that just the way it's written. Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed, nay. Excellent stuff. All right, item number, we got 2 8s. How cool is that? Second number 8. Identify potential agenda items for next scheduled board meeting. What lingered today?
Oh, I guess we can do that at the end.
Oh yeah, we can do that in the very final. We're going to get ready to get out of open session and get into executive.
Oh, yeah.
Executive session. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the open session?
I make a motion to adjourn open session.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, aye. Nay. All right. We need to motion.